office. At first, well, he got through life okay with just a 25-pound bench, but one day, as he struggled in the gym, he noticed Carly was watching him. It's 15 after 8. Yes, he noticed that Carly was staring at him as he tried with spindly arms to pump the bar off his chest. Finally, she helped him get the bar back on the rack, and he sat there exhausted, his little shallow chest all but caved in, long hair splayed across his shoulders. She said, "James, when are you going to be able to pump maybe 30 pounds, maybe even 42 pounds on the bench?"
He said, "Well, gee, Carly, I'm trying every day. You know, it's not easy for me. But I know I don't worry because that kind of thing doesn't really affect you. I mean, you're just like a man for what a man is. I mean, just because a man can lift heavy weights doesn't make him more of a man than a man who can't. It's what's on the inside that makes manhood. See, being a man is more of an image than it is really a thing of physical prowess."
She looks at him and says, "You know something, James? Just once in my life, I'd like a man with some physical prowess."
"It's true you're a poet. It's true you have great vision. It's true that you may even be a genius when it comes to music. But for crying out loud, I need more than a 42-pound bench press. Just once, I'd like you to pick me up and carry me upstairs instead of me picking you up and carrying you upstairs. Just once, I'd like to see you eat a big steak instead of poppy flowers. For crying out loud, James, for once in your lousy, stinking, miserable, left-wing-leaning, bran muffin-eating life, just once would you be a man."
"Besides that, James, I'm already seeing someone else."
"Oh, my God, Carly, what? Carly, who is it? Who are you seeing? Remember, we made an agreement. If that ever happens in our relationship, we tell the other person when it happened and who it was. Please tell me, are you?"
"No, James, you won't like it. You just won't like it, James. I better not tell you."
"Carly, I can handle it. Whoever it is, I can handle it."
"Okay, James. I've been seeing Isaac Hayes on a regular basis."
"Isaac Hayes? Why, you no good, ungrateful, lousy little son of... I gave you the best years of my life."
Oh, James, that's the most... the most manly I've ever seen you, James. Oh, God. James, take me. Take me.
Great, with the grease man, you don't mind if I...